KJAN Sports.
It is time to check those sports reports here this morning. Our sports update brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Well, let's check sports this morning. First, with girls postseason basketball, the Cam Cougars got a couple of big plays late from Madison Gettler, and they held on for a 40-36 win over the Griswold Tigers last night in Anita. That game was tied at 34 with about 2.5 minutes left when Madison Gettler caught the ball on the block and muscled her way to a basket and drew a foul. She missed the free throw, but an empty possession for the Tigers followed. Then Gettler went right back to work and scored inside and got fouled after a nice dish from Zoe Baylor. Gettler knocked down the free throw to push the lead to 5. Gettler added another free throw before the Tigers scored to cut the lead to 4 with about 45 seconds left. The Tigers then did not commit the foul they needed to stop the clock from running down, and Cam was able to waste enough time to secure the win despite one final turnover. It was a choppy game that featured a large number of jump balls, and the teams combined for 42 turnovers. Cam led 11-7 at the end of the first, 17-16 at half. The Tigers took the lead right away to begin the second half and led by as many as 3 before Cam rallied at the end of the third to lead 29-25 heading into that final quarter as they put the game away late. Cam coach Joe Woolham was pleased with the effort.
Their length a little bit gave us some fits down low. We got a good job getting the ball in there to Madison. You know, she kind of maybe had an off night finishing maybe. You know, I expect a lot out of her, but I think their length gave us some fits. And then, you know, we didn't shoot the ball well to bring them outside, so they were able to keep packing it in. The best part of the night was when they went man, and then we were able to get the ball in there to Madison a little easier. I don't want to say we overlooked them, but was our attention to detail there in practice and how we played tonight? No. But give them all the credit in the world for giving us a ball game. And, you know, we were lucky to get out of here with a win.
Well, he was relatively pleased with the effort. Madison Gettler finished with 17 points and 7 rebounds to lead Cam to the close win. The Cougars improved to 17-4 on the season. They move on to face Stanton next on Tuesday night in Anita. Stanton was a winner over South Page last night, 56-36. Griswold got 15 points from Brittany Beebe, and Matea Peters had a nice game in her final outing as a Tiger with 10 points and 11 rebounds as the Tigers' season ends with a 9-12 record. Also in Region 7 play last night, Riverside beat Essex 46-21, East Mills over Heartland Christian 60-25, Fremont Mills beat West Harrison 51-27. In Region 6 play last night, it was Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 56-30, Lennox beat East Union 43-39, Diagonal over Bedford 52-46. Also among the games in Region 8, Audubon over Whiting 80-39. Grandview Christian beat Coon Rapids Bayard 56-44. Glidden-Ralston a winner by forfeit over Iowa Christian Academy last night. A couple of other games, Peyton Sherdan at Arweva and River Valley at Westwood were postponed. In regular season girls hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Creston beat Clarinda 59-40. In boys regular season play last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Creston over Clarinda 79-55. Abe Lincoln beating St. Albert 46-33. Also in Western Iowa Conference action, Underwood over Maple Valley in overtime 66-61. Atlantic senior boys basketball post player Scott Leonard announced on social media Thursday that he plans to attend Buena Vista University in Storm Lake. Leonard has led Atlantic this season, averaging 17 points and 9 rebounds per game. Leonard has scored 286 points, grabbed 169 rebounds, and blocked 24 shots so far this year for the Trojans. The Buena Vista Beavers are coached by Brian Van Haften. They're 16-7 so far in their current campaign. The Iowa High School Athletic Association released the postseason boys basketball pairings for Classes 3A and 4A yesterday afternoon. The Atlantic Trojans in Class 3A Substate 8 will play Denison in the first game of a doubleheader in Glenwood on Monday, February 19th. The Trojans and the Monarchs will play a 6:30 contest that'll be followed by Glenwood facing ADM at 8 o'clock. The other side of the bracket will be played in Harlan. Carroll will take on Creston at 6:30, followed by Harlan facing Perry, also on that night at 8 o'clock. In college men's hoops, ninth-ranked Duke has followed Saturday's stunning loss to St. John's by dropping a game against its arch-rival. Joel Berry II scored 21 points, and number 21 North Carolina rallied from 12 down in the first half to beat the Blue Devils 82-78. Kenny Williams drained 6 three-pointers and matched his career high with 20 points for the 18-7 Tar Heels. Also in the top 25 last night, 11th-ranked St. Mary's blew out Loyola Marymount 83-62. Number 12 Gonzaga over Pacific 71-61. Also, it was UCLA shooting 11 of 24 from three-point range, posting an 82-74 win at number 13 Arizona. And number 16 Clemson blew out Pittsburgh 72-48. In women's college hoops, Megan Gustafson had 33 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists to lead Iowa to an 80-76 win over Penn State last night. Chase Coley joined Gustafson in double figures with 24 points as the two combined to shoot 22 of 30 from the field for the Hawkeyes. Iowa shot 55% from the field, including 28 of 43 from inside the arc. Hawkeyes are now 19-6 on the year. They're 7-5 in Big Ten conference play. Drake women's basketball coach Jenny Baranchik says the Bulldogs are focused on improvement and not the conference standings. The Bulldogs are on the verge of making the Missouri Valley race a rout as they take an 11-0 record on the road to an Evansville team tonight that's winless in conference play.
Okay, obviously there's some things that we've got to continue to work on, and we will continue to work on that. But I do think that, you know, we've got to make sure that we show up for practice and that's our best day. And we've got to continue to do those kinds of things because we've got to really stay present. We've got to stay in the moment, and we've got to be ready for Evansville on Friday.
Baranchik says the biggest factors in their success have been balance and depth so far this season. Northern Iowa women's basketball coach Tanya Warren says the Panthers have been working on limiting mistakes as they get set for tonight's game at Indiana State. The Panthers are 7-4, and they're tied for third in the Missouri Valley race after splitting a pair of home games last week. At 6-4, Indiana State is fifth in the league race, and the Sycamores have won 5 straight games. The University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents has approved new contracts for football coach Paul Christ, offensive coordinator Joe Rudolph, and defensive coordinator Jim Leonard. Terms were not disclosed, but Christ was due to make $3.3 million this year after guiding the Badgers to a school record 13 victories. Wisconsin is 34-7 in 3 seasons under Christ, including the program's first 12-0 start last year. The University of New Mexico suspended head football coach Bob Davey on Thursday for 30 days without pay. That punishment follows multiple investigations that examined whether he and coaching staff interfered with criminal investigations or misconduct cases involving players. An initial investigation requested by university officials had found through confidential interviews with players that Davey had told them in an all-team meeting to get some dirt on a student who had reported that a player had raped her. In NFL news, the Chiefs have cut veteran cornerback Darrell Revis, a move that was long expected with his pricey tag next season and the franchise's tight salary cap situation this offseason. The team announced the move in a statement Thursday. Revis signed an incentive-laden 2-year contract in November, providing the Chiefs with some help down the stretch and in the playoffs. He started twice and made 10 tackles in 5 regular season games. The Chiefs needed to free up some salary cap space, and the release of Revis, combined with the pending trade of quarterback Alex Smith to Washington, will free up about $21.5 million. The 32-year-old Revis spent the previous 10 seasons with the Jets, the Patriots, and the Buccaneers. Jimmy Garoppolo signed a record-breaking 5-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers that'll pay him a reported $137.5 million. That package keeps him off the free agent market next month without forcing the team to use the 1-year franchise tag. The San Francisco 49ers acquired Garoppolo from New England before the trade deadline for a 2018 second-round pick. The Niners were 1-10 and in contention for the number one pick in the draft. Until Garoppolo came on board, he helped the team win 5 straight to end the season. Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles concluded their raucous, emotional victory rally by giving props to their fans. Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles and injured quarterback Carson Wentz thanked the roaring crowds from the rocky steps at the Art Museum. Jason Kelce gave a rousing lecture on the meaning of the word underdog for Philadelphia. Malcolm Jenkins also hit the underdog theme. They doubled us as players. They doubted us as a team. It was a passionate defense of the coach and general manager and went all through the criticism that they've faced over the years. And NASCAR says David Hyatt will replace Jimmy Small as the president of the Iowa Speedway. NASCAR, which owns the short track located in Newton, made the announcement on Thursday. They say Small has accepted a new position as a senior director of international business development. Small will work out of the organization's Los Angeles office. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.